need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Democrats and Republicans, all you children of sex, and yes, we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Zeus. We don't really know, but we do know that we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Bonoboville brings you a Femocratic 4th of July. Happy 4th of July weekend. The Bonobo way, of course, brothers and sisters, that's how we play. And yes, we're going to celebrate the femdom way. Femocracy, and Wonder Woman, and femdoms, and excitement, and fireworks. Yes, indeed, fireworks are orgasms for the eyes, shooting into the sky. You know, we used to be able to see the stars at home, but we can't now because all this pollution, and with this government we got, you know, there's going to be more pollution. Right. But the fireworks, they give us that feeling of being out there in the galaxies or being deep inside in a fabulous orgasm that just feels like fireworks, right? That's the metaphor, you know? So this is the holiday. Yeah, yeah. And I know if you're listening live or watching live on Facebook, by the way, that's the censored version. You can watch it on Bonoboville in the lounge, uncensored and free. Or if you want to like pony up and help to save the bonobos, go to drsuzy.tv, drsuzy.tv, and you can watch the uncensored version of this show and lots of shows. So, yeah, it's Canada Day, actually. So, happy Canada Day to our Canadian friends and lovers.
Hey! Don't you know it?
Right. And yeah, I know, it's not technically the 4th, right? But actually, America's birthday, which is really what we're celebrating, right? USA birthday, didn't take place on the 4th. It actually took place on July 2nd. That's right. So we're going to enter into July 2nd tonight, because that is when they delivered the Declaration of Independence and Congress signed it and ratified it. And, you know, that's the birth of America. But in those days, it took a little while to print it, okay? They had to print copies of it and put it up all over the colonies, I guess, that were now states. And they, you know, did that on the 4th, the power of the press. You know, they didn't have the internet then, so they couldn't do it right away. But that's why, I think, or at least that's why the internet says we celebrate it on the 4th. But, you know, it's a 4th of July weekend. It's an independence weekend. And we're very, very excited to celebrate with some very independent ladies right here, you know. And also some really hot guys who aren't right in this circle with me right now, but they will be emerging forthwith. So yeah, so the ladies like that because in our idea of a femocracy, although we love Wonder Woman and we're going to talk a lot about Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman is wonderful. And she comes from a society where they don't have any men at all. And that kind of, I don't know, makes me feel lonely.
Right?
You know? I like men.
It's very hands-on.
You know, I married a man, right? I'm married to him for 25 years.
I like women,
yeah,
too.
You got a man. You know, and you like women.
All.
Yeah.
I like them all.
You like them all. Yeah, all right. So all in our femocracy, there are men. And I mean, you know, they're not all groveling on their knees. Although some are, and that's kind of nice. But
yeah,
but you know, they do have a modicum of respect.
Yeah. There are plenty of matriarchal men.
Yeah, they have respect. They have, I mean, manners, you could say. Like Max was brought up
love good
by
gentlemen.
A bunch
gentlemen.
Of
that's
Italian
my favorite thing.
Women. And they brought him up, you know, to respect and be nice to girls. And, you know, I think that somebody that tweets on the toilet late at night wasn't brought up that way. Boom. That's why we have a penis pacifier in Kim Jong Trump's mouth.
Oh, my God.
To keep his mouth shut. And actually, we used
right
Wonder
now.
Woman's lasso to tie him up so he has no arms. And, yeah, see, it's golden lasso. It's sort of like it. And so, you know, he can't tweet. And that's the only way we like him, you know.
Got that untweeting. Right.
Quiet and compliant.
It is a little sad we're in this situation, folks, but we still love America. I do, anyway.
Oh, I do, too.
And so we're going to talk to our guests. First, I want to introduce my featured virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Come right up here and sit on the flag with me. Yes, indeed. It is not, there's nothing, you know, if anything is wrong with sitting on the flag, then Walmart should be in jail.
Yeah.
Okay? Right.
Who would be mad about this?
I don't
right?
think anyone would be mad that our hot asses are sitting on this lovely vintage flag.
You're welcome, America.
And this is
exactly
Madame Grace Thank Marie, you. AKA Goddess of LA.
Hi.
And this is her first time on the show. I can't believe it.
Woo! I feel like I'm popping my Susan Block cherry right now as we speak.
Yes. Yes. You are just like sweet as a cherry. Oh, absolutely. Touch, touch, touch. Oh, very soft hands. Oh. Yeah.
Love your nylon.
It's getting very nice, very sensuous. Warm. Yes, it is warm in here. And that can, you know, be a problem or a benefit. And I prefer to see the benefits, such as getting clothes off and stuff like that. So you're wearing a very hip Femocracy Now button?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, here it is.
Made by Clemmy Cockatoo, by the way.
Clemmy, the amazing button maker, and amazing other talents.
And shout out to Del Rey, who kind
of you're a fine
put the idea
maker.
Together. Del
you're
Rey,
fine artist, Clemmy. Yeah.
Absolutely, and a political activist,
and a political
woo!
Activist,
like
and a very good artist, a great artist,
an amazing artist,
funny.
And a Femocrat, I think, right?
Oh, definitely,
and a tattoo artist.
All right, so. Tell us about yourself, Madam
Grace Marie?
Well, I'm known as the goddess of Los Angeles.
You are known as. Wow, that's quite a position.
It is. It is quite a position. I didn't know what I was getting myself into when I bought the URL. But, you know.
That's the secret. You become the goddess of Los Angeles if you just buy the URL.
Right. Yeah. Yes. You name yourself something and then you realize that's exactly what you have become.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because I was wondering how you became the goddess of L.A.
And it was available.
It was available. And that is so honest, we don't even have to put Wonder Woman's lasso of truth around you. Wow.
Yeah, well, she can stop a war with love and make a hawk a dove. So.
Oh, yeah.
She can make a liar tell the truth.
Yes.
That's in the original theme song.
I love interrogation.
Yeah.
That was a theme song, and that was well said.
Yes, indeed. And that is, of course, the voice of, we have Mistress Liz of Sanctuary.
I love her.
Right here. And we also have the return of Madame Marguerite.
Ooh.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Always a pleasure. I love it here in Bonoboville. I mean, every time I got to take a break, this is where I come.
And you look very stylish.
Thank you.
In your red, white, and blue beret that my brother gave me, actually. So.
Courtesy of Dr.
She always wears it well.
And the rest of the outfit. You know,
thank you. I got my elephant with me today.
Oh, yeah. She's an animal play specialist.
Always have my pets with me.
And we're going to shout out right now, before I forget, that you are going to be the Dom Con New Orleans Mistress of Ceremony.
Yes. And that's very exciting stuff. You know, this is a, you know, speaking of Democratic 4th of July, I'm really going to be talking about politics. The class I'm going to be doing at DomCon this year is the politics of being a professional. And so we're really going to be talking about a lot of the things that are our responsibility as people in the BDSM community, the fetish community, the sexually liberated community, and just really what we can actually do to benefit our communities and how we can really get our voices heard by the people that are decision makers. And
great. You are
people.
A great one to that. So. To
amazing.
I love political movements.
Wow. Yeah, so that's what we got to do, you know.
Very democratic. And we need this.
Yeah, we do.
Because we have kind of a divided States of America. It's weird, but we do.
And people think they don't have power, which is, you know, it's such a tragedy because we have so much power. We have so much power.
And we have numbers.
And we just have to vocalize it. You know, I say it all the time. You know, it's we're the 99%. You know, they might have
the 99%. A woman actually did win the popular vote for president. So
And it's just a matter of, you know, it's just a matter of us, you know, speaking up. And, you know, you'd be surprised how far you get if you just say what you want and what's important to you and just don't back down when they push back. I mean, it's really, you just have to break that barrier. And, you know, think about what's important to your adversaries and play into that.
Be like Wonder Woman.
That's amazing. Right. That's exactly how every woman should be. Good for you.
And that is Gypsy Bonobo.
Yes. Hi.
Gypsy Bonobo is my lovely assistant, and she should stand up and show off her little baby.
Hey, guys.
All dressed. All
right. I did get very 4th of July. I'd normally, for 4th of July weekend, I'd be on like a tube on a river.
All right. You don't have to stand up. You can just be on your knees like that. here you go. That's, yes.
Oh, she's got a little. Little star
right
there.
Yeah. So, but
tuck
the
label. Okay.
What a treat.
Yeah. But is there sparkles? Well, we have a lot of shows here, so they get sparkly.
And she is a therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute, so you can actually talk webcam or sext with her.
I really like texting, so come and talk with me, chat with me on the phone or texting. I love it.
All right. So back to our virgin.
And
so, what is your specialty?
I am a specialist at lifting shame.
I try
and identify what someone is carrying shame about, or what some people refer to as like a shame identity.
What's like one of the most common shame things?
I would say, like, if someone really likes it when other people poop on them, and then they, like, go through their whole life getting turned on by that, and then they, like...
Are you talking about Donald?
Yeah, I'm talking about Donald Trump, who likes to be peed and pooped on. And he might feel shame about that. And so what I would do is I would try and talk to him about his shame and just work through
that. Talk to him.
Desensitize him.
About yeah, his just shame. Desensitize. Like if he had poop breath or something.
One of the reasons we put the pacifier in his mouth.
He was just like snacking on some poop. Just like a lot of people like to snack on poop.
Sometimes it happens. Smell like shit.
Yeah, and then you could be like, oh, like, do you want some scope? Or would that kind of like get in the way of your enjoying your poop breath? And then he would probably laugh, and then he wouldn't feel ashamed about enjoying that anymore.
Right, interesting. Right.
You have to make light of stuff.
You just have to hold it lightly. Relax. You know, we all have these like heavy things, and like sex is such a weighty topic, and I think you just have to hold it lightly.
Like I can't hold him lightly, though. You know, I have to spank him.
He does need
corporal discipline.
He needs at least
needs
a bonobo five
way. Would you like to spank him with the bonobo way?
I usually use a Bible to beat people with, but this will do.
That's kind of a Bible.
I mean, that is definitely a Bible. That is a Bible for
femdom.
I mean, that's how femdom all over the world.
How many does he deserve?
Let's see. How old is America?
A million.
Oh, how old is
America? He owes how much he owes in debt to the country.
That look off his face.
America, though.
You have to smack that look off his face.
Yeah, how many
200
birthday
and something. I don't know.
How much he's in debt.
Let's
spank
him a
bunch. Spank him for his debt.
Spank him until...
He's so lucky, though.
For as many times he's filed bankruptcy, that's how many times I'm going to spank him.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep it going. You don't have nearly enough.
That is a lot of times.
Donald.
And there,
you should switch
it
up.
He's losing his head.
Do the other side.
Banker. Ooh.
All right. We've had our therapy. And Donald.
He's so lucky because that was like so seductive.
He's
looking.
All twisted.
That way.
See, he's.
It was shiny.
You turned me on.
He's really a big dick with a little penis.
The fact is, he's
body. Oh, look at his little micro penis.
The fact is.
Kind of adorable, though.
The fact is that he's a dangerous man.
A dangerous man.
He's a very dangerous nationalist.
Max is a
fellow
man.
He is not a man.
And he has to. No. You can talk about all of that. These people care nothing about you. They are right wing, fanatic fascists.
Yeah.
Okay? And you know who the nationalists are, right? Hitler was a nationalist. Mussolini was a nationalist.
Yeah. Is that why they named H&M H&M? Does it really stand for Hitler and Mussolini?
could be.
But you
know
it's true really that a lot of these ridiculous tweets about women bleeding, you know, he's obsessed.
Yeah, in the meantime, they're taking away all your rights.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
Well, all
they're sort of
happening.
Doing that behind scenes while they're tweeting this he's tweeting this crazy stuff. Yeah. And, of course, all these Republicans are going, that's not very seemly, Mr. President. That is not befitting. And meanwhile, they're trying to push through this health care bill that, you know, just completely kills us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it's lip service.
So we need Wonder Woman.
That's exactly what
it
is, lip service.
We need Wonder Woman. Absolutely, we do.
Well, we have a lot of Wonder Women that are speaking up, even in the Republican Party now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Saying, hey, there's something very wrong here.
Including the one who used to be his friend, Micah. And she's, she responded back with a little box of
Cheerios. Dangerous dude,
that said,
man.
For small hands.
Yeah. Perfect snack size for you.
Yes.
That sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we have a guest on Skype. Is that right? I'm not hearing anything from the back.
Are we Skyping someone? We do.
Okay. Ooh, let me know. Lovely. If not, we'll... Oh, in a few minutes. Okay.
Ooh, the anticipation.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. I'm not going to say anything about it until she's here.
But oh, yes.
She's hot. Okay. So, back to us. Back to you.
Hello.
You're very sexy.
Am I?
Isn't she?
Yeah. You're a dom. You're also a switch.
I am a switch.
Uh-huh. Yes. Tell me about how that works for you.
Well, I'm very picky about with whom I play. I like switching it up for younger, guys sometimes. I'm kind of a lesbian too. So I'm like, I'm pansexual, but like, I don't know. I like doming older men, and then I like sort of like switching it up with younger guys who are really, really attractive and like really well built. So I kind of, I objectify younger men, and then I like kind of dominate older men. That's kind of my
path. No, that makes sense.
That's kind of my deal.
Dominate and like, older men.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have anything to do with them having it's more money than the younger men.
No, no, it's not really about money for me. I don't, I don't really like money. I'm kind of an anti-capitalist.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She interesting. Likes dominant older men.
Yeah, I just... Oh. I,
no, she likes submissive older men, John.
Yeah, I like submissive older men to see how to me.
Men hear selectively. And then, he heard that you do. Like some dominant men and that you like some older men, although you said you like submissive men. He heard that you like dominant older men.
And he said that he could be submissive.
Oh, he could be.
Guys, it's ready.
I saw him. He actually took a spanking with the Bonobo Way on my birthday.
Ooh.
Dressed as Kim Jong Trump.
Lovely.
I love that you keep saying that name. Kim Jong Trump. Is that his name?
That's
Kim Jong Trump?
Well, it's one of his names. Mango Mussolini is another
Mango
one.
Mussolini. That's wonderful. Mango Mussolini.
I love it.
So, okay, so we have a guest on Skype, and
here she is.
Hello.
And she has a lot of names. So I want to get them all right. Professor Linda Maria Rodriguez Guglielmoni of the University of Puerto Rico at Mayagüez. She teaches creative writing and theater and film. And I met her at a University of Puerto Rico ecosexuality symposium, which was convened by our mutual friend, Professor Serena Anderlini Donofrio, another long name. They have long names in Puerto Rico, what can I say? Of course, Serena is also the co-editor of Ecosexuality, which is a book that I contributed to. And so we're very excited to have Professor Linda, I think I'm going to call you that for short, on the show to talk mainly about a wonderful article she wrote about Wonder Woman, an allegory for our times, for Story Rocket. So, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show, Professor Linda.
Thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you.
And you're beautiful.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
And my guests think you're beautiful, and so do I. So, you look very good for, what is it, like 3 a.m. in the morning?
Getting there about 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I took your suggestion and took a 2-hour nap and
all right. And you're ready to fly through the skies like Wonder Woman.
You know, I've been since the movie, I mean a little bit before the movie came out, I've taken up dance again, ballet, and I've been working out. And then I really wanted to go see the movie, but it was a huge hit in Puerto Rico. The first weekend I tried to go see it, it was sold out.
Oh.
And as you can see from, I asked my students what they felt about it, and one of my students wrote back to me and said that she had gone with all her family, all her sisters to see it. It was very significant for her. So I feel very energized, actually. Whenever I work out now, I feel like, I kind of feel like, oh, I want to be like Wonder Woman. You know, I want to, like, fight back. And
yes. Well, yeah. It is very inspiring. I have to admit I haven't gone to the movie theater to see the movie, but I did watch a bunch of scenes on YouTube, and I'm sorry to whoever made the movie that I did that, but, you know, I got to see a lot of scenes. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of action movies, but it's got a lot of heart, and
it's empowering.
Sure. It's, I mean, I have to say, it was very moving, and I love the theme.
You know, that's why I used in my article, and thank you for saying it's a good article. I wanted to work on it and research, and I did use the word heartfelt.
Uh-huh.
It's a heartfelt story because, as you mentioned, this is a superhero movie. So you do expect some fights, but as I was actually watching the movie, I did feel emotional. I mean, I felt during some scenes like crying. And there's something about it that maybe, as you said, the people that made the movie, the director, and Gal Gadot, the actress, I have been telling everybody she did a beautiful job. You know, she was a model, and but her acting is gorgeous. It's you can feel that she was feeling it too.
Oh yes.
No, it's not the exactly. She does. She's strong, but.
Can we make her prime minister of Israel? She's from Israel, and
She is who? Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is from Israel. Wow.
And
she looks a lot like Layla Sin. I just want to say.
Yeah, she does.
She does. She resembles her.
She was pregnant.
Layla Sin should definitely do the X-rated Wonder Woman. Okay, I digress. Yeah, I just thought of that though. Okay, so. Back to your piece, which is about why
it is an
allegory for our times, why it's important now when we have, I have to say, I don't know how you feel about this, but a pretty much proven happy misogynist in the White House. And yet there is so much female empowerment going on, and there was almost a woman president. She actually won the popular vote.
Yeah.
So why is Wonder Woman so important right now?
Well, and I wanted to say that the article came out exactly the same day as this last Twitter rampage of President Trump came out against Mika.
Yes.
So he's attacking women very directly. And the other thing that I think is very disturbing is that his wife is... saying it's okay, you know, he's fine, he's just fighting back.
She won't hold his hand, but she also won't stop him.
Yeah, she's sort of indifferent, it seems.
Yeah, I was on the fence with her, you know, we don't know why she's behaving this way, but she's definitely complicit. Now I think she's complicit. I mean, it'd be interesting later on to ask her, you know, when this is all over, which every day seems a very long day. I've been watching a lot of news. I mean, I'm writing.
Yep.
And definitely it's an allegory in the sense that I can, you know, I mentioned another important American movie in the article that came out in 1968, which, you know, maybe... You won't say it's sort of the same thing, but it was supposed to be an entertaining movie, Night of the Living Dead. It's a zombie movie, which is interesting because
a lot of people
are behaving like zombies right now.
We talk about that around Halloween. We do Night of the Masturbating Dead, actually.
Oh, nice.
But back to, I guess, complicit, actually, because that
She's
is
complicit.
The
They're
name
all complicit.
Of a perfume ad that Saturday Night Live did a takeoff on, Ivanka, which is very funny. Y'all should look it up. And Ivanka's another one. I mean, it just shows that a femocracy and our ideal about it doesn't necessarily mean any woman is capable of leading.
Right.
A lot of women mess it up. It's
right.
not about that. It's about, I guess, honoring feminine principles.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. You know, I say it all the time. Like, I know plenty of misogynistic women.
Yeah.
You know, women that go by those same patriarchal principles and things. And you know, so it doesn't,
right.
you know, it doesn't necessarily matter what your gender is. It matters what your attitude is and what your perspective is and where
absolutely.
You fall in line and things.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. They have to take over their household. They got asshole husbands, okay?
Yeah.
And you got to take over the households and say, honey, this is the way it's going to be.
Yeah, and that's what we, with Dr. Susie,
we
have
started
at home.
There's plenty of men.
Starts at home.
There are plenty of men who are very, very supportive of, you know, the women in their lives that, you know, they pay it forward. They explain to the other men and young gentlemen in their lives, you know, that you have to be respectful and that you have to respect boundaries and what consent really is. You know, consent isn't, you know, she punched you in the face to get away from you. Consent is she said no and you leave her alone. You know, saying no is fighting.
A woman.
And back to Wonder Woman. Okay, well, so the creator of Wonder Woman, I think it's very interesting. We have to mention this. William Marston was a feminist inspired by Margaret Sanger, and he had a wife and a girlfriend who some accounts say was his girlfriend and some accounts say was his wife's girlfriend.
Maybe so a little both.
We could assume it's both, yeah. So he was polyamorous.
Nice.
He was definitely polyamorous. They lived together in a house upstate New York, sort of what used to be Connecticut. And apparently, talking about consent, both women were psychologists. So it probably allowed them to think about things and discuss things carefully. And apparently, when he came to his first wife and said, you know, I have this girlfriend, I want her to come and live with us. Apparently, the first wife went and had a long walk in the forest, which is interesting because, again, the idea of nature helping us think about things. And she decided that this was a arrangement that would work out. I mean, nothing was hidden. They all consented to living together, raising the children together. And supposedly, although Wonder Woman is his creation, apparently, and I just read there's a movie coming out about this, the relationship of these three people.
Oh, wow.
The two women, yes, I just read that. I'm very excited because sometimes these backstories are really interesting. And what people, I think, are going to learn is that the other two, the women, have a lot to do with coming up with the ideals behind the character Wonder Woman.
Right, they inspired him to create Wonder Woman, and they probably had a hand in the creating. So they were all psychologists and living together, and, you know, it was like Bonoboville.
Right. Yeah. Nothing's DIY. I mean, we all get ideas from each other, so I'm sure they had a hand in creating it.
And I'm
saying, right, would you know, right?
I mean, Wonder Woman is obviously a feminist before her time. You know, she was created in, what, like 1941 in during the beginning of our entry into the Second World War, and her story involves the First World War. And one thing that I find interesting about her, especially considering I have three fabulous femdoms here, well, four counting Gypsy. Gypsy's a somewhat
she's
of a femdom.
She's a bit femdom.
Yeah, so, and then I guess five counting me. And so, you know, we got a bunch of femdoms, and, you know, I mean, it's just funny the way that Wonder Woman sometimes will tie a guy up and make him tell the truth.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the essence of what a lot of femdoms do with their submissive males. Yeah. They make them confess something or other.
Yeah. I've had slaves who told me what they did when they weren't around me. That was bad.
Uh-huh.
So they could get beat in punishment.
Well, it's always got different ramifications. But you know, that seems interesting, and I just wonder if the creators, those three, had any little BDSM games. I don't know. What do you think, Professor Linda?
I actually have read that the chains and the rope are probably, again, allegorical of what was going on in the life of these three people. The chains are supposedly an allegory for the suffragist movement, the women who fought to get the vote, and they used to chain themselves to buildings. So,
this is excellent.
Nobody listened to them. This idea that, you know, the problem is that women have really had to struggle physically for anybody to listen to them. So this idea of telling the truth, I think, is very important. You know, they wanted to be part of a society that included everybody's voices. I mean, we're talking about democracy, 4th of July. And the rope, maybe people don't know, but maybe these three people that lived together were into some kind of, you know, games of tying themselves up or tying their partner up. And it's interesting to point out that the doctor, he died, he passed away, but the two women continued to live together.
Oh.
And
recently,
wow. Another very important book, if anybody really wants to look into this, there's a Harvard professor that did the research, and their children are still alive, so she interviewed them. And
she abused them?
She interviewed them.
Oh.
She interviewed the children. You know, all the children grew up together, the two different women. They were living in the same house. So they wanted to know, the professor from Harvard, whether they knew anything about the parents' lovemaking. And
oh, boy, you know, that's an awkward question to ask a kid.
Right?
Right?
Where do you go with that?
What'd the kids say?
Yeah.
Change the subject, pass.
Like children, you know, it gets pointed out that most children don't really know much about their parents' lovemaking. But apparently the children did say that there was a lot of love to go around. There was enough love to go around.
That's nice.
Yes,
enough love to go around. Okay.
Statement.
That seems perfect.
And the women, when the husband passed away, the doctor, they stayed living together for about 40 other, you know, the next 4 decades.
Wow. And they were a very creative community, really. I mean, family, but because they were kind of extended, I would call it a community, like a bonobo bill.
Yeah.
And they did Wonder Woman. They did some other things in psychology. They were very, very active and sexy. Mm-hmm. All right. And so you are very active and sexy too, Professor Linda. And I would love to talk to you again sometime. You're a great writer, and I really enjoyed your theater presentations with your students at our Ecosexuality Symposium.
Thank you.
Where, by the way, I'm
and
just
And I love the university. It's beautiful.
Yes.
It's decadent. It is delicious.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful university. Very summery. And yes, I gave the keynote speech on the Bonobo Way. Woo-hoo.
I invited my students. Many of them came to your talk. And I really appreciate being here with you and your invitation to be on your show. I want to say you all look fabulous.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy
thank you for all your
Democratic 4th of July.
And please keep, you know, if you like my blog, I write every other week for Story Rocket. It's a new company in Miami, and it's helping to connect writers, their projects, and possible producers.
Oh, lovely.
Very exciting.
Amazing.
For film.
Congratulations.
Video.
Film and theater. And it's a also a democratic idea behind it. So, again, to open space for different stories. And for me, as a woman who's off the mainland, this kind of space is very important because it's difficult for me to go to Hollywood and try to sell a story there.
Well, so if you come to Hollywood, we'll help you sell your story.
Yeah.
But and we have got to get back to Puerto Rico one day. We love that island. It is so beautiful. We had such a good time there. So thank you so much, Professor Linda. We got to go. But we will see you soon. Yeah.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July. Thank you.
All right, Wonder Women. Yes, thank you, Professor Linda. Was great, right? I mean,
Loving Rachel.
Absolutely.
And we love her, and I think we love Wonder Woman. I
love Wonder Woman.
Though I haven't seen the movie, I grew up on her.
Yeah, me too.
The comic books. Yeah?
Yes.
Anybody else read the comic books?
I read the comic books. I actually have, like, old Wonder Womans from the 50s and 60s.
Nice. Yeah.
Because my dad used to call
my dad had them.
Oh, right. Nice.
And she's very American. I mean, she comes from this crazy island. What is the name of the island? It's got some crazy
name.
She's
very Amazon-y. Yeah. I remember, like, when I would look at her in the comics, she was Amazon.
She
just demands respect.
I don't know why. At first I thought it was Themyscira, which made sense, but it's something Themyscira. And it's this island where there's only women. and they fight, which I don't like the fighting so much, but you know, it's beautiful when they ride the horses. That is one of the sexiest scenes when they're all riding their horses out before the battle. So anyway, is my birthday boy here yet? Or actually, he's a life day boy.
A birthday person here. There's several people here.
Are there other birthday persons?
No, but there's some guy. He's a comedian or something.
Oh, there's a comedian here.
Yeah, okay. Something like that.
Okay. But I think I have a wolf in the hen house, right?
Yeah, the wolf's in the hen house.
Hey, a wolf's in the hen house, but he's shy. Come on.
Hiding.
Come up here.
Come up before the break. To give you a hug.
That's okay. Why are you scared about smoking weed? Why are you scared about smoking weed, Igor?
We like this here.
We like weed here.
Yeah. Have a seat.
Darling.
Oh,
would you like a microphone, dear?
Sit down with me.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, it's now, you know, this is a kind of a political show.
How are you?
Isn't it legal here now? I mean,
better now?
This is the Goddess of L.A.
Hello, Goddess of L.A.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right.
Nice
to meet you as well. Good handshake. Mm.
Does he fit in the category of young or old?
I think he's just right.
Oh, wow.
Ginger. And wait till you see his T-shirt. He's got
I
a very fashionable T-shirt.
I love the hashtag, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the T-shirt.
Igor's always representing.
He does.
Gotcha.
He's a Bonobo loyalist.
The first time I saw a hashtag on the T-shirt, I didn't understand. I was like, oh, but it's not on the computer. How is it data? Whoa, where am I? And then I was like, oh,
it's mine data.
You take it from the T-shirt and
just
then
a
you...
Memo.
All right. Just trying to figure out technology.
You know, I feel you on that. I still don't understand Twitter.
Sometimes
I see a message meant for me, and I don't know what they're like referring to. I don't understand.
You know what will help us understand?
People are really random.
Tell us.
Bonoboville Communion.
Ooh.
Communion.
I need to communicate.
Are you
going
to take communion from clear?
Somebody? Sure, why not?
I think someone needs to communicate.
Or foggy enough so that you don't care.
You need to commune.
We all need to commune.
You, yes, you should commune. You could. Do we have time? What time is? We have time for a communion or two?
There's somebody who will take communion here.
Oh, what?
I said there's somebody who wants to take communion.
Would you stop volunteering
right
other people?
No, he volunteered.
Volunteer, do you want to take communion?
Yes, she does.
I've taken communion in a few weeks. I don't want to be the star of that.
We love
Well, anyway.
We love you, Dr.
We know.
I'll like communion any time
that
in my mind.
Our lovely newbie guest, the beautiful and tall. How tall are you?
I'm very tall.
5'7".
Oh, yeah, but you're, you know, statuesque.
I'm wearing these clear Lucite heels that make me taller.
Yes, they do. I'm wearing major platforms.
You know, the shoes at Bonoboville are always just so fabulous.
Yes, we're all about the shoes. We have several shoe fetishists who watch regularly.
Yes, absolutely.
So where's our Bonoboville communion drink? Here it is. It is agua, coca leaf liqueur, and...
Well, you know, kicks are fly.
We'll start with this.
And this all in the form of advancing liberty and freedom for all.
So, yes, this is all about freedom and liberty.
Yeah. The pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit
Absolutely.
Of happiness.
Get out of my fucking way.
So
that's right. What did I say before? I said you got to just plow through them and do what you got to do. Just anybody in your way, just plow through them. It's...
All right.
There's no point.
So we can't talk too much.
Get out the way.
We've got to do Bonoboville Communion.
Let's do it.
Before the break. And our guest is going to be featured. Would you rather be the communer or the altar girl?
Whatever you tell me to be.
That sounds like altar girl.
Her boobs are fabulous.
I think so.
Thank you.
We haven't seen them, but that's the altar, actually.
This is
the
right
boobs.
Here?
Well,
okay, that'll work.
Yeah. And so you could choose someone who would take communion from you. which would involve a little licking.
Licking?
Licking.
Licking from your altar.
Oh. Do I have to just choose one?
No.
Who can I choose from?
You can choose from anyone on the stage, possibly a camera person. I mean, I guess, I don't know. It
depends. Just
who do you want to lick you?
I mean, I just want to know what my options are.
Who do you want to lick you?
Do you want a man or
woman? Well, when you say it like that, get over here, right? Ooh. You want
me to lick you?
To lick me, I guess.
I like
you.
Who do you want
look
to
at me.
Lick you? She says.
Twist my arm.
All right. It's you. It's you, babe.
All right. So, this is a religious ritual. What religion were you raised with?
I was raised a good Catholic.
Oh, very good, very good. Because communion, of course, is a Catholic ritual.
Yes.
That is very sacred and that puts you in touch with the divine.
Yes.
And here in Bonoboville, we're bonobos. And I really appreciate what you tweeted about the Bonobo Way. That was really nice.
Yeah, it's true. I love bonobos. I love that they offer sort of a peaceful egalitarian alternative to the chimpanzee.
Peaceful, egalitarian, and femocratic.
Femocratic and metrophobal.
Yes, of course we have salt.
Bonobos are amazing.
So, would you bear the altar?
What should I do? Take everything off?
Can I see your boobs?
Take it off.
Oh, you want to see my boobs?
Hold
on.
Here.
I'm a pervert, let me just say it.
Like we love perverts here, no worries.
I can't help it.
Oh, I'm
so excited.
The goddess of LA.
I didn't know I was going to be.
Blessed by Aphrodite with these beautiful boobs. It is very exciting.
Is that?
And here they are.
Is that what you wanted to see?
Well,
we'd
like to see
I'm
more.
I'm enjoying this.
All of
this?
Well, I like
we'd
your
like
boobs.
That. We'd
the
like
whole
that.
Thing?
That's the altar.
Really?
That, well, I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to.
You have a great altar.
I mean,
it's not. It's got to be consensual, absolutely.
If you just do it without taking
yeah, we can't show the Facebook camera on this one moment. But every other camera is coming in close. You're going to get some amazing shots. Let me just tell you that right now.
Facebook prison.
Amazing, amazing. I will send it to you.
Can't see your account.
And she's a striptease artist,
you're
brother.
You're turning me on to
her.
She is.
Straight burlesque.
Struggle for me.
You've got to do your research.
So sweet.
Yeah, but just a portion. Don't show Facebook the press.
All right.
Such a tease.
Something like
that. Such
a tease.
Oh,
beautiful.
And now we sprinkle the salt, which is like the body of the deity. And now you lick the salt up. And now.
Lick all of it. Lick all of it.
Yes, beautiful boobs. Very natural, all natural.
You have my lipstick prints now.
And now, Mistress Liz has to be as submissive as she gets, which is to get between your legs.
Oh. This seems really submissive to me. Oh,
it
no.
is. It is.
Yeah,
but
for sure it is.
This is like the that. Element.
I feel blessed right now.
Okay. You are blessed, and that's why you surrender to the deity. And take your waterboarding with agua, cocoa leaf,
and Bonoboville we trust.
That's right.
And she drinks it all down.
Oh,
very
man.
Good.
Deep
Let's
throat.
Hear it for Mistress Liz
Ackhurst.
Madam Grace Marie, the goddess of L.A.
Baby.
Oh, why, thank
a
you, darling.
Beautiful
You're so pretty.
Bonoboville Communion altar girl. So beautiful. So amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
There's always beauty in Bonoboville.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. I hate
I'm glad
to,
I volunteered.
I hate to be size-oriented, but what is the size?
36 double D.
Woo! Nice and natural.
They're natural.
Yeah.
You know, it is fitting that the goddess of LA would be natural. Or maybe it's not. I don't know. But
I don't know.
Well, LA.
I mean,
LA is very plastic.
Yeah.
It's nice. Let me just say, maybe it's not so fitting, but it's nice that the goddess of LA is.
I've never had any work done at all.
No,
and I think
that's
as a 37-year-old woman in Los Angeles, it's kind of
it's kind of subversive to, like, not. I mean, I've had tattoos done, and I really like body modifications. Like, I think they're really cool. But I just think it's kind of interesting not to, especially in this town, you know? It's like a,
yes.
It's like a weird town to make that choice
Are
in.
You from this town?
Yeah, I'm from here. So.
Oh, no wonder you're Goddess of LA. You were born here.
Yeah.
Wow,
I know
which
my
part?
Way around Long Beach.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Long Beach is the place to play.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice. Fun growing up, Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Art Theater, things like that that were local. And then LA was just hop, skip, and a jump.
And you were Catholic.
Yes, Catholic.
Like strict or?
Were you a good Catholic
Pretty strict. I mean, not as strict as my mom. My mom was like Catholic school, Latin correspondence. But I was like, you know.
What happened? I mean, how... What?
Max was also raised Catholic.
What happened?
By nuns, actually.
Well, I think the crucifixion was like a really bad move because Jesus was kind of like a hippie. And so,
but
like, then
this.
They kind of like co-opted the hippie movement. I mean, this is hot, right? Because we've had to like make things hot out of it. But like, no, I mean, like the crucifixion like kind of is the Antichrist in a way because they sort of co-opted this movement that was all about sharing and Bonneville and then they like made it about like
truth.
Death and death. Sin and blah 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 so I mean, you know,
Jesus preached love.
He did,
and women were totally equal.
He hung out with
hoes.
He ate some mushrooms in the desert and he was all about free love, and then they were like, let's nail him to this cross. And that was just a really, really bad PR move, I think, for Christianity.
They should have had you. Took over.
They should have called me because I bought the URL, the Goddess of Los Angeles. So, I mean, I'm better at marketing than they are.
You should have bought the Vatican.
That was the perfect
right.
name.
Yeah. I did not buy thecrucifix.com.
All right. I think we are actually running into the break.
Are we taking a break?
But we are going to come back with our Femocratic 4th of July and the Goddess of LA, the
Very
fabulous
nice.
Madame Grace Marie,
Hi.
As well as
Fantastic.
Mistress Liz and Madame Marguerite and Gypsy Bonobo.
And
I'm trying
Max.
To talk high like you. And Max of Max Talks.
And
Max. And Ecor, the Life Day Boy. You know, why don't you like to say birthday?
Because it's the life that was given.
Oh, okay. Anyway, sure. We're going to celebrate the birthday of America, and I would say the birthday of Ecor, but he likes to say Lycor.
The birthday of Ecor.
Lycor. No, I said life day. Okay. Anyway, don't come yet, and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure. With the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males, bonobos are special. Partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain, you know, the pain, and have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
brothers and sisters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month. Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the womb room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Exactly.
Take a deep breath.
So
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort. Plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrate Masturbation Month.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines. Ding dong dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui.
Oui. Oui. Princesse, vas-y.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. You're a wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you.
And
amen.
I think that was
amen.
Orgasm.
Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
So happy 4th of July weekend, bonobos. Go, bonobos!
Ba-da-bum!
Ba-da-bum. Well, it smells like gunpowder, but nobody got hurt. That was good, you know. That's the way it should
that's
be.
That's that 4th of July smell.
That's what I love about the 4th of July. All this simulation of the rocket's red glare. But, of course, it is a symbol of war. We don't like war.
This is called a magnum popper.
Magnum popper.
That's a big magnum popper.
Yeah, I gave that to you special. Like Day Boy. Yeah, I gave it to you.
Thank you, baby.
I also gave one to Gypsy, you noticed.
Oh. And yeah, I popped off
Talk
late.
On the microphone.
I popped it off real early. And I so off late. Second just I heard like Bonobo was...
she couldn't hold it in.
I had to switch hands and pop off.
I couldn't even wait.
Right. I had to switch my hands
she
and pop
hold
off.
It in.
The left.
It was kind of like a circle jerk, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was. It was kind of fun like
good
that.
For you.
Did you feel like it was a circle jerk?
Absolutely.
Everything is sexual.
Popping off like that? Oh,
popping
it's
off.
Lovely.
Yeah. Everything is sexual up
Isn't
here,
it
you know?
Good? It's great. It's so good.
Brothers
it's
and sisters,
so
let's like search our world for similes for shooting that don't involve actual shooting.
How about
you
that?
Know? How about, you know, setting off poppers.
You just have to pop one right. off.
How about
I'm all for it.
Poppers. Sexually squirting.
How about
squirting.
Female
squirting.
Ejaculation.
Popping
female
into
ejaculation.
It. Into it.
Mm. And speaking of sex and Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I saw
I
that.
I not only grew up on Wonder Woman, I grew up on Cosmo and then started being quoted in Cosmo in the 1990s. Actually, they excerpted my first book. No, my third book, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure. And I'm in it this month in July.
Nice.
I like this article too.
I know,
and it's
talking about that 69.
On that 69.
Yeah. Fellatio.
That's 69th. And she's holding a little play gun, you know? Oh. It's like, I guess, a squirt
Roll
soaker.
Bang, bang.
A super soaker.
She's going to soak
super soaker. And she's
right.
locked and loaded to go.
Soak that juice
and,
box
you know,
up
that's
more.
A pretty sexy juice box they got there on Cosmo. Cosmo's filled with sexy girls, you know, no pussies or nipples, but almost.
Man, that's the best part.
But that's Cosmo.
That's the best
it
part,
just,
though.
It gave you all the good stuff without showing you all the good
I'm
stuff.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
You know?
I'd rather see a lady some majority of times in panties and bra than like raw naked because it's like it's a mystery still. It's like it's that close. It's behind there. I know it's behind
close.
There. It's back there.
So it's just within reach, right?
It's just within reach. It's like it's right
reach,
there.
Right?
This is a Q&A on oral sex. Which, of course, we love to do. Most people like oral sex. I mean, it's forbidden in some religions, I guess, but most people like it. Bonobos like it. Certainly dogs like it. I mean, there's all kinds of critters like it.
Yep.
Right.
You know, and then humans kind of make it a little interesting, but so do bonobos. This position would be perfect for bonobos. What's a comfy new way my BF and I can give each other oral at the same time? Okay, so they quote me here. Try this twist on traditional 69 from Susan Block, PhD, author of The Bonobo Way. Plug, plug, plug.
Plug, plug,
no,
plug.
No, that's another subject. That's anal. Yeah, okay. This is
I like the plugs.
Oral. Have your guy lie down on his back with his head near the edge of the bed. Stand on the floor facing him.
Simulate it. Let's go.
You want to simulate it?
Yeah, somebody simulate it.
Stand on the floor facing him.
Yeah.
Somebody
well, they'd have to stand. That
exactly.
thing is. You got to
put
your. You got to do it. You got to do
it.
You
know what? You should take your hat off because that's going to be uncomfortable for the lady.
Yeah.
Right.
Way
you know, you really. And you shouldn't do it right in front of the fan
it
there.
Doesn't make
right.
Any
okay.
Sense
so you get up and sit next to me. Okay, here we go. You're going to put your head over here.
A Dr. Susie demonstration.
Yeah, I just realized this is fun to demonstrate,
near
actually.
Near the bed.
And you're going to be
it's
right there.
Supposedly the bed.
And just I'll hold the microphone
here.
So that...
And I loved it because this is always
okay,
the
so
opposite of what
then
you
got to start over, Doc,
and
describe it.
Yeah,
head.
And so you just kind of, you know, get all femocratic now and sit
right.
on his face.
That's right.
You know, you can simulate that if you like.
There we go.
And then you go down to his crotch, and there
to
you
his
are.
Microphone.
In 69.
That's right.
See?
That's right. Microphone.
This is the 69 position.
So this
and
is the.
Much,
this is.
Ooh,
yeah.
You look good in this
and
position.
And look how much control she has there. Look at that.
Yes.
She's totally in control.
She
I can get so much mic in my mouth from this angle, you guys.
Wonder Woman. Woo-hoo. Absolutely. This is the Wonder Woman 69 position.
And you see that? See how she's got her knees on his shoulder? He's not going anywhere. He's not doing anything that she don't want her to do.
So this is...
Where are you going?
On
nowhere.
On my Grendel right now. There's cool breath on my Grendel, and it feels very refreshing. It's a warm studio with a lot of lights, you guys.
Is what we're teaching the Cosmo girls.
Right.
Cool breath on the Grendel.
Good advice.
You know?
And the demonstration. Bravo.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a great demonstration. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, Madam Grace Marie.
Mic drop. This is hard.
Mic drop. And, dropping the mic on these bitches.
Ikor, the wolf.
He was just dying to do that with you.
Happy birthday, Ikor.
Well, thank you. Nice birthday.
It's refreshing.
It's refreshing.
Happy born day anniversary.
Yeah.
All right. So... we're going to celebrate soon. I mean, we're constantly celebrating, I think. I don't know why I keep saying we're going to celebrate. Thank you, Cosmo. Okay, one more thank you to Cosmo. Oh, you know, I should have had the Cosmo. I can always put it in a picture. Okay, so the thing is, you said earlier that you were interested in riding the Sibian.
I've never ridden a Sibian before in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not only a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block show, you're a Sibian newbie too.
I am.
Okay, but actually this isn't a Sibian. I misspoke.
Yeah.
It's because they are similar.
Okay.
But this is
this
the motor
is
bunny.
This is like the new
motor
Sibian.
Bunny.
Motor bunny.
We love the Sibian too, but we just got a new motor bunny.
Let me look at this.
So we're going to pull this over to the front.
Okay. Wow.
And this is it. Maybe we can move these poppers.
You need me to take those ones?
And where's my nurse? Oh, before we do this, we have. Okay, okay, okay. No, I see it's lit. We have to bring it in. It's lit already.
It's lit.
No. Okay, before the Sibian ride, we sing happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ikor.
This is wonderful.
Happy birthday to you.
Look at this. Oh, my God.
Look at that.
This is beautiful.
You have to blow the together and make a wish.
Blow, baby, blow.
Blow, baby, blow.
Make a wish.
Yay! Yay!
Wow. I haven't done that since I was a kid. Wow.
Yay.
Wow. Wonder. I'm cheesing.
You're awesome.
Thank you,
you're a kid. You're a kid. You're always a kid in Bonoboville.
Thank you, Bonoboville. Thank you. Hashtag Bonoboville. Wow.
Beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's awesome.
I have a feeling the orders to bring out the cake early came in from the bar that
could've
wanted
been.
Cake.
That was awesome.
That's my feeling.
I mean, listen, that's a good enough reason.
Like, wow.
Right. Okay, that's fine. So now we need to wrap the Sibian in a fresh sheet.
Oh, just for me?
Of saran wrap. We are
do you need any assistance? Gypsy, do you need any assistance?
Keeping it clean.
Now, we did try... the Motor Bunny last week with Mepenzi Barbie.
We did forced orgasms.
Of Sanctuary. That was a forced orgasm.
Forced orgasms.
Ooh. That's interesting.
She was kind of forced.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, not only did she have the Sibian under her,
come for me, little girl.
She had a Hitachi on her.
Oh,
wow,
my goodness.
That's a lot. I mean, that's...
She must have felt so forced. It sounds hard for her.
Didn't have the flower of this.
But she enjoys the submissive
I like performers. Life. I'm an exhibitionist myself.
You're an exhibitionist?
No, it's got to be.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really like it. It's fun. It's fun.
All right, so we are wrapping. You hear that, Michael Weinstein? He's all obsessed with safety. And yes, I mean, I believe
safety
in safety,
third.
Too. I
safety
do.
Third.
Oh, yeah.
But I do not want to kill the porn industry in California.
No. Prop 60. What a win. Barely.
Yes,
right?
It is a beautiful win. It was the only thing that kept us... from just wrapping ourselves in saran wrap and throwing ourselves into the LA River, even though it had no water in it. When, you know, November 8th, you know, when we got the results. At least we won Prop 60.
Thanks to Susie Q. James did a lot of activism around that, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She was on this show twice.
She was? Oh, yeah, she was.
All right.
I loved her work with that.
She's great. And
I think she's going to control
also
it for
Julia
you.
Ann.
Julia Ann.
Julia Ann, the porn star.
Yeah.
She did a lot of
work with
active.
That, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the Motor Bunny.
Pass me the
which is similar to the Sibian. And quite powerful. Let's just move this here.
I like power. Everybody wants to fuck the power, right? So this is powerful. So
yeah.
And you know, it's powerful. It's patriotic.
All the P's.
Right. Here we go. We're going to just fix
what
it up
What do
here.
I do? Do I just hop on?
Well,
hop
you, on, you know, baby. You hop on.
I think you have to
That's
hike up
a bunny.
Your skirt
hop on that
a little
bunny.
First.
I hike up my skirt.
Yeah, you want to get on the other side here, Mistress Liz, and help her out with what she should do.
How do I...
Here, I'll hold
your
microphone.
How do you hike up your skirt?
Yeah,
real
you know,
sexy.
You're gonna sit on it like it's a horse, like it's a saddle. You're gonna sit on it like a saddle.
Do I take my panties off?
I would.
Well,
I would take
them off. Your panties off so they don't get too wet.
Yeah, it's my birthday. How about it?
You don't want them to get too soaked.
No.
You'd rather wear dry panties home and take them off now.
Or just push them to the side, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Whatever
like
you're
works.
Comfortable with.
It
you
all
know,
works.
We like everything.
Put it to the side.
I like the pull to the side.
Hey,
of my
girl.
Head.
There she is in Naughty. The broadcast bed, the goddess of L.A.
Here I am.
Here she is. She's arriving.
I'm so excited for this.
She's arriving.
My paparazzi has arrived.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me Yo, paparazzi.
Paparazzi.
You better move that Facebook.
Fire in the hole.
My mama
and this is
fire in the hole.
I have to comment on
I love
the
your ginger friends.
Bush.
Oh, it's fire in the hole.
A beautiful ginger.
Yeah.
Forest.
Ginger friends.
It's
I don't
lovely.
Really shave myself.
That's
no,
good.
No.
That's
we
good.
We talked about
Why
that.
You don't need to.
It looks good
you
like
have
that.
Very smooth legs. I'm feeling your legs.
It looks good like that.
You know, and if you shaved, you might have stubbly legs. So. It feels
razors.
Very good.
No, I didn't shave my legs either. I brought a razor,
Why
though.
Why do you need to?
We can shave them here. But
I
didn't have time.
Yeah,
to.
Right.
Well, it's not necessary anyhow.
No. No, in this
it's
way,
not.
You're very natural.
We like natural women here.
Yes.
You're part.
This
that's
is
part
hot.
Of your
natural.
Goddess of L.A.-ness is being a natural goddess of L.A.
That's right.
And I can hold this, okay. You know, so that you don't have to be burdened by such things. And
that might be difficult.
Maybe you could pull some of your boobs out or do something with that.
Oh, my God.
Front row seats, ladies and gentlemen. Front row seats.
Well, yeah, like that.
This,
you know?
This,
yeah. You are so you hot.
Max.
You are so hot. And you are a switch. You're a you've spoken about that. And
you're such a hot
You know, slut. You don't want to be a one-trick pony, right? No, I mean, if you're just a dom, it's kind of like, all right, that's
and
cool.
You're
but.
Surrounded by these femdoms and...
Very open-minded.
Men-doms.
Men-doms, what's that?
Well, you know, figure it out.
I feel like male-doms are like service tops, you know? Because like, right?
Like bulls and such.
Okay, so do you feel the vibration?
It's just my own... ignorance about what a male dom is, though, probably.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Right
Maybe
now.
Maybe we should just
I
want
talk
you
about
I
like
how
her
it feels
reach.
Right
she
now.
Has a reach the for
vibration.
It, and I love it.
No.
She gets into it.
Come for me, little girl.
Goddess of L.A.
It's beautiful.
Just lose yourself. Right. Just
Isn't
lose
it wonderful?
Yourself.
It's
Relax.
Like a ritual.
No one is here.
How's
yourself.
It feel? How's
spiritual
it feel?
Feels amazing.
All right, we're just, you know.
You know, it's kind of like how humans are harmonizing with machines and music, like auto-tune, you know?
Right.
It's kind of like that with teledildonics and things like that nowadays. Mm. Very interesting to become one with the machine.
I can't believe she's talking right now.
I really love it.
Now
you know what's amazing about it is like how you can tell when it hits them because the eyes like go
Drops
somewhere.
In the back of
the eyes get the rolling.
And they stop making
Well, it was
sense.
Only on light light vibration.
Best
but kind we're
of drug
it up
needed
now.
Something more beast mode.
Yeah, soon we're going to have it at a level where maybe we'll just hear.
Feels great.
Animal sounds.
Oh my god, my friend used to do a night flirt call with a guy who would make monkey sounds like that, and I would hear them in the
other
room.
Keep talking and I'm going to turn it down.
No, it's just
I think that's kind
of monkey
girl.
Sounds reminded me of this guy time. My friend used to
okay,
talk
okay get it out
with.
Get it out, we don't want to desensitize you. Alright, now here we go.
Can hear that vibration, so that motor bunny really goes.
I think
you're wondering what it sounds like, y'all.
You
might
be the
motor bunny.
That's the sound of the bunny, baby.
It's a motor.
Oh, Doc got it on Mario Andretti speed.
Getting there.
Oh, that looks
she
very
sounds
nice.
Like she's loving this.
That looks very nice.
It's very
it looks
beautiful.
Like she's loving it.
Cameras, y'all getting that?
Oh, yes. Wow. Oh, and look at those lovely nails.
Mm-hmm. It looks so pretty.
Do you want anyone to do anything to you?
Well, I think the motor bunny is taking care of everything.
Okay.
I need. But I'm not shy. Mm.
Can I touch your pussy?
Sure, babe.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to help you out. Is this the bonobo way?
It's part of the
we
bonobo
like
way,
share.
For sure.
That's very bonobo what you're doing right now.
Although bonobos don't necessarily use machines, but they do use...
they could have a motor bunny. Machines. They would have a motor bunny.
They would. I mean, they would get on it.
They would
yeah,
love it.
They
yeah,
would love it.
Definitely, definitely. I definitely could see the bonobos.
I've just never seen them put one in a zoo. Maybe I should do that.
You should do that.
Donate one
a
of these things.
Motor bunny. Call it a motor bonobo.
There you go.
A motor bonobo.
Here she goes. The goddess of L.A.
I feel like it's coming.
The goddess of L.A. is riding that motor bunny. Oh, yeah. Just like she's riding on
why
L.A.
not?
Freeways. Yes. She's
what's
the
a girl
queen
got to
of
lose,
the road.
Really?
Queen of the road. She is riding high.
It's
she is Wonder wild. Woman. She is celebrating the 4th of July. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that? That's like...
So strong.
Very
so powerful.
Strong. Yeah. So strong.
Powerful. Your pussy is so
wet. Go.
Oh, yeah.
I would call
yeah.
that female ejaculation.
She's humping it. The bunny hump.
That was beautiful.
The goddess of thank L.A.
You.
Ooh, was that an orgasm?
Uh-huh. It was.
There was an orgasm.
Oh, yeah,
you felt the
a,
wetness.
That was a juicy one.
Very
we saw
yes.
Yeah.
We she have orgasms, Houston.
You squirted all over your yeah. hand.
You squirted all over my hand.
Beautiful.
Such a good girl.
Let's have a hand.
Woo!
For the fabulous goddess of L.A., Madame Grace Marie. And Sanctuaries,
no,
Mistress Liz.
Thank you. This was hard. Thank you, guys.
That was hard?
No, I'm kidding. I'm just making a joke.
Oh. Here, honey. Let me help you.
We can make it hard. We can put an attachment on it.
Ooh. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Or we can put equal on it.
What is it?
Him.
Equal.
Little joke. Speaking of which... Okay, so we should wipe.
Yeah.
We have our wipes.
Yeah. Wipers. Bonobo wipers. From the dock.
And,
there you go. It was really, really dripping everywhere.
That was so beautiful.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Squirted all over my hair.
I'm feeling amazing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
What a way to celebrate America's birthday.
Let's give another round of applause.
Yeah.
Another round of applause, I think.
I mean, I do that every day, but yeah, not on this machine, though. That was new for me, but I do love to squirt on a daily basis.
Oh, nice.
And
where does this go now? Does
well, that's what I'm just
here?
Wondering about.
I guess I'll get it.
Oh, yeah. I think Gypsy's on that.
Well, you know, we appreciate the manly man lifting heavy objects.
Oh, yeah.
With his upper body strength. That's what, one of the many things we like about our men.
Yes.
You're so pretty.
Oh, who, me?
Oh, look at you sparkling.
And I love gingers.
Oh, you have a thing for redheads.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who
especially
doesn't?
Today.
Who doesn't?
Well, we're only 2% of the population.
I don't know if I ever met anyone
I'm so
who wasn't
glad
into
you
us.
Have the ginger.
Oh, yeah. There's squirt all
it's
over the place
so
here.
Oh, yeah. There's
yeah.
squirt.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I'm a bad weather. Whoopsie.
Oh, that's
Did
good.
Did you say bad weather? Whoopsie. Girl. That's fantastic.
She's a good girl.
That's beautiful.
So pretty.
Right. Female ejaculation. That's holy water.
It is holy water.
A
it
woman.
Yeah,
a woman. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. It's called Amrita by the yogis. But,
Are
you know.
Are you a squirter as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yeah. So I feel like there's just like this river running through me.
That's right. Is that the name of a movie?
But
Cry Me a River.
Yes,
feels
well,
like Cry Me a River.
There's a lot of wetness.
I love that song.
You know, humans are, I don't know, something like over 80% H2O.
That's true.
So every once in a while we eliminate it.
Every once in a while.
Through your vagina.
Yeah.
Well, there's different ways. It's really it. Through the urethra, yeah. But it is not urine.
No.
It has a trace of urine simply because it goes through the same route.
The same,
but
yeah.
Let me just remind you that a man's ejaculate also goes to the same place
mm-hmm.
through which he pisses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very not so, you know, like, oh, that means it's piss just
yeah.
because
no.
it comes from the urethra.
No, it's not piss.
It is not chemically piss.
No.
Anyway,
doesn't smell like it, doesn't
nope.
stain like it, doesn't feel like
it's
it.
Just human
and piss
nature.
Isn't that big of a deal anyway. I
well,
mean,
then there you
I
go.
Like piss
but
too.
I just want to say it isn't piss, but okay.
No,
you know,
it's not.
We gave
it's
Trump a golden it. Shower.
Yes, that
yeah.
was pretty
yeah, that
epic.
Was,
that was
epic. Aww. We had four.
He probably
oh, man,
loved
he had
it.
The same.
He had a DNA. He had a DNA cocktail.
Oh yeah.
Was that
he
the circus?
Didn't even deserve
that was the circus where you had your animals.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
my
pet.
That is
yes.
earned.
It
we
all
had that was on
it.
Inauguration
wow.
day.
Yes,
okay.
yes, that was fun. That
We're
was
all talking
day.
At once, children.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, here. Wait. Let's look at that picture again. Here Ooh. I am pissing Ooh. On Trump.
Yes.
He looks like a mannequin, but that's a real guy.
There we are. Yeah, that was great.
Sure does.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably know that guy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
yeah. He's a submissive to Mistress Tara Indiana.
Oh, yeah, I know Tara. I took her predicament bondage workshop. It was a lot of fun.
Ah,
I
predicament
love that.
Bondage.
That's and
it
was
you did that a couple of times
Sheree
ago
Rose
during
was here that day,
Mistress
right?
Liz's birthday.
Oh, really?
We did that for my birthday because I love predicament bondage.
Oh,
yes.
It's so fun, isn't
I did
it?
Predicament bondage
but
again
Sheree Rose, yeah. Okay, we could gossip, you know, gals. This is, could be a gossip show. And I sometimes think I would like to do a gossip show.
Yeah, like The View.
yeah. But I kind of want to move on to action.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And so what I'm really thinking is maybe a couple of sparklers and maybe a song.
Do you want to sing for us?
From
to shake our asses.
The Life Day.
Like I like to shake my ass.
Person.
I did ballet.
Can we have a song?
Sure.
I mean, I think we've got...
Sing for us, baby.
We're talking about Wonder Woman. She's bad. We're talking about Madame Grace Marie. She bad. I mean...
Is that what you want?
This is about democracy, and I think we bad. So.
Oh, yeah.
We
no
bad,
doubt.
All right.
Oh,
no doubt.
There's Gypsy Bidobo peeing on
Look
Trump.
Look at you.
Okay.
So you don't burn them.
So, we're going to do this very judiciously.
Don't. Safety third.
No, no, no. I don't think we should have too many, but just hold on to it, and then when these go out.
I'm the boxer. I'm the boxer. I'm the giver outer.
You're the giver outer. You're the singer.
He wants to give. He's a giver. He's a real giver.
That's what he said.
He is. It's true.
Or should we just light it and then he'll sing? Let's light it. Okay. All right. It's the 4th of July.
You know what? Maybe that fan shouldn't be blowing in this direction, though. That would be great. Smart guys. And what about this one here? Let's move it so that it's not blowing the...
She's a scientist, Madame Marguerite.
You know, my daddy was a fireman.
And here we are. When a little fire scarecrow.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Bonoboville in the building. Everybody say happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
We're turning this into a smoke show.
One more year in Bonoboville, y'all.
Smoke show.
All right. Another year. We're your opening
act. Smoke fetish, boys. We're having fun on stage.
No.
Okay. So where is this beautiful... Dr. Seuss is partying. Oh, wait.
I know.
Wait.
Do it once.
Oh, here. Do it. Oh, wait. We need another one. Here. Come on. Light that one. You're going to spark it right in my face, Corey. You're not obviously fire safe.
The 4th of July. Don't be burning off your fingers, because how are you going to finger anybody with no
fingers? I agree. Oh, no.
With your dick?
Ooh,
you'll just be like...
Do you want a double fist? Do you want a double fist?
There's nothing to replace nice fingers. And that's why Trump is so depressed, because he has short, Bulgarian
fingers. He can't play tennis and please his wife. Poor guy. Poor guy.
It's like a dinosaur.
Yeah, he still wears white
clothes. So what?
Still wearing white fruit of the loom.
Yeah, he's just
saggy like kind.
The sparks are over. Then you need to make sparks with your voice.
The sparks are out.
Oh, will you sing for us?
Here's another spark for you.
He's taking advantage of the fact it's his birthday and the 4th of July.
The party never stops. They keep it going.
We want to do some of these outside.
Yeah, let's just save some, and it's, without lighting the stage on fire.
Yeah, so we'll do one outside.
You know, right. I want to hear some music.
We want to hear some music.
Clap, come on, y'all. Feel, boom, 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 boom. Fresh, boom, 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 boom. Fresh. Yeah. Y'all ready to get with it?
We're ready. Girls are getting up, touching each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm up here with girls touching each other. Oh,
girls touching each other.
Come on. Yeah. Look, look, look. Yeah. Dr. Block, taking my shirt off.
Oh, you think it's your birthday? It's your birthday.
I got Dr. Block. Oh, yeah. Turn it up, eh? Yes. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Come on, y'all. That girl can go. Hey, look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made whoops say damn. Kick like jam, 10 times dime piece, added up, silver dollars, maybe holla. What up though, just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf, I roam, and now I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way they move that thing, shake that thing, make it bang. The whole room shake from an earthquake, damn. Baby, you got that pop that steal the show. You know, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look at Gypsy, look how she drop it low. Yeah, Gypsy can go, come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look at Gypsy, move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Come on, Gypsy. Bang. Everybody stop and look at Gyps pop. That dang bang got him ready to spit some dope. Oh, we up in Bonobo. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap hands with a man's I don't even know. But this night the show, that deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I've been in for the whole night, so give it to me. Let me have it, no static. The baddest one in the club, right? She, yes sir, I ain't lying, I'm fine. She got it like that, she bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang.
Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on.
Go.
Look how she shake that thing.
Go.
Look at just move that thing. Look
go.
How she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop. Cause you got me turned by the way you pop. And the way you pop, it got me hot. So don't stop. Go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody. Cause everybody watching you do your thing. Shake that thing, make it bang. Bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yep, Jesse Dynamite. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, Doc Block to go. Dudes be taking it while she shaking it back that thing. Like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look at Doc, shake that thing. Look at Doc, make it bang. Look at Doc, drop it low. Come on, yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on, y'all, say bonobo. Come on.
Go bonobos.
Yeah, say go bonobo. Come on.
Go bonobos.
Yeah, say go bonobo.
Bonobo.
Go bonobos.
Yeah, go bonobo. Yeah, she bad.
Go,
she bad. She bad.
Woo!
You call the wolf, it's my life day weekend.
Yes, it
on
is.
On Bonobo V.
Or actually, it's your life day month.
Month.
We have to do this all month.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Just constant celebration.
Let's
just
do
nonstop.
It. Celebration.
It's always your birthday here.
Yeah. Good shit, ladies. Good shit.
That's it. It's like Kink Month or Pride Month. You know, it's Ecor Month.
It's Ecor Month. It was always how is Susie so Month, far? But
well,
we share.
How is Ecor Month so far?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a blessing. I cannot complain. Look at this. I can't complain. I didn't do no good.
Did any good, right?
I'm in Bonobo.
You learned a new position.
Yes.
There you go.
From thanks Cosmo. To Dr. Block.
To try it out.
Thanks to Dr. Block.
And Cosmo.
And Cosmo.
We have to thank Cosmo. And yeah. Julie Vaud Nall, who's the editor.
Woo!
Thanks, Jules. Woo. And thanks. Who loves bonobos, too. And bonobos love 69. Woo. Bonobos love all kinds of peace through pleasure and themocracy.
They do. They get down with queer sex, too. Bonobos are
oh, yeah. They're all, you know,
might as well be queer.
Bisexual.
Yeah.
Just have fun wherever it is.
Yeah, they're just keeping it queer.
They
all
are.
The time.
I mean, they're mix and match. You know, they like, the girls like the boys. The girls like the girls. The boys like the boys.
Right.
For different reasons.
As it yeah, should
just
be.
Just mixing it up.
And
you gotta try everything. You might like everything. Who knows?
Right. Sex is used for all kinds of purposes, you know, as a form of exchange, you know, business exchange, you know, as
yeah.
well as to calm other bonobos down and to make peace through pleasure.
And the women are in control of everything, right?
What kind of? They share the control because, you know, being in control all the time is stressful.
Yep.
So they let the guys do things like guard the perimeters. And lift the heavy logs.
As it should be.
You know, the guys are in charge of a lot of things.
Lift the heavy logs. Please.
Right. And,
I don't want to do that.
You know, they give the guys plenty of sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're rewarded for their good behavior.
And bad behavior. They say, oh, well, give me 5 more minutes. You can come on back over here. We just have to chastise you right now.
Right.
But you come on back
yeah,
later on.
I mean, they learn that.
Take a pick of the litter.
He gets it. He gets it. He
take
gets
a pick it. Of the litter. It's okay.
Because
sometimes
they never kill each other.
No.
You know, the way that common chimps try to teach lessons is they hit you hard and sometimes kill you.
Right.
And bonobos don't kill. It's amazing. Mm. So we follow the bonobo way. We try to here. And we just gave a talk at DomCon. And we're going to give a talk at AdultCon.
Ooh.
Oh.
So, you know, I've talked about bonobos. I talked about it at the University of Puerto Rico for the Ecosexuality Conference, how ecosexual they are. Up at Berkeley, where they had a polyamory conference, I talked about their polyamory.
Cool.
Nice. I like polyamory.
And at DomCon, of course, I talk about the femdom aspects.
Yeah.
And at AdultCon, Guess what?
What?
We're going to talk about the sex.
Woo!
Basically. I mean, I always talk about sex.
Gritty.
But the nitty gritty, you know, it's
talk about sex.
Humping.
They are the porn stars of the great ape world.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is bonobo sex ever performative, though? Like, do they perform sex for other bonobos to watch?
Oh, that's
like,
interesting.
All the time.
They make bonobo porn, but it's all live. It's all live.
And also, like a dog giving a shit outside.
I've been wondering about that.
Also for humans. They do performance for humans.
They do.
Oh.
They love to
sometimes
perform
sometimes at the
humans.
Zoo.
Right, like, watch this.
I want to go to the zoo and watch them
look,
perform.
Look, there's some new people over there. Watch
I like that they did. Like putting on a
you
show.
You got to check them out at the San
Dr.
Diego
Susie,
Zoo.
Yeah. Watch your time.
I know. I've only got 5 minutes. We have to say thank you so much for our fabulous you know, newbie, our featured
aww.
Guest.
You
are showing
amazing.
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 LA.
You
were just great. So if you want to give out any of your coordinates, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You can find me at thegoddessoflosangeles.com. You can find me at Madame Grace Marie on social media. See you there.
Okay. And Mistress Liz.
Thank you. Mistress Liz says on Twitter, Mistress Liz says and add 7 on Instagram. Or at Sanctuary, you can session with me anytime during the day. Just check
Sanctuary.
My schedule.
All right. This is a little bit like The View. You know, all these great women
it is.
And one guy.
We can call it The Screw. The Screw.
Right, The Screw. All right, so Gypsy, where do we find you?
You can find me at drsusanblockinstitute.com. You can find me on Facebook at Erin McBean. You can find me on Instagram at Erin McBean. And you can find me anywhere that you find the Dr. Susan Block Institute. I am sure my face will be popping up, so look at us, find us, find me.
And you might even meet her if you join Bonoboville in real life. Which
come be an exhibitionist.
You will be vetted, but you could do it. And Madame Marguerite, welcome back.
Yes, thank you. Always a pleasure. I'm Madame Marguerite. You can find me at MadameMarguerite.com. And, you know, I'm on all the social medias. My pets and I.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations on being a mistress of ceremonies.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm not only honored, but I'm definitely going to definitely do as much
you
with it as I can.
It too.
Beautiful.
Make the best of it,
yeah,
you know?
Congrats.
And
congrats.
Our life day, boys.
Happy life day.
Happy life day,
thank you, thank
E4.
You. I just like to make
how
it real quick.
How does it feel
and
to be one life day old?
Oh, man. It's beautiful.
Go ahead. You have a quick.
I just like to say real quick, just make it quick, just Fit Me, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Fit, Ecor, IKKOR, just Fit Me.
Fit
nice.
That ain't talk live.
We've got you.
Fit me, it'll be a tight fit, though, because
he's really big.
Yep, Fit Me, IKKOR, LATalkLive.com.
All right, so, hey, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
All right,
nice
from my house
next
to your
time.
House. Thank you.
Woo! Woo!
You need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.